tell me about your day. How's it going with the particle detector?
Wow, you remember that?
Yeah, I listen to what you say. You're building a particle detector using superfluid helium.
You know, when you talk like that, I want to take you right here on this table.
And you know from past experience, this table cannot support both our weight. So, how's the detector going?
Well, it's tricky working with superfluids. Whatever container you put them in, they kind of creep up the sides and crawl out all on their own.
Kind of like Sheldon's ant farm.
Exactly. Except you don't have a lunatic running around yelling, I fed you sugar water, why are you biting me? Come on, this is boring. You really want to talk about this?
Oh, I do. I didn't write superfluid helium on this napkin for nothing.
Okay, well, this is cool. There's a thing called superfluid vacuum theory, where empty space is imagined as a superfluid with all of its qualities. Viscosity, density, surface tension.
If you're pausing for dramatic effect, I'd keep it moving.
No, no. People don't talk about surface tension. If you imagine R3 space as the surface of an n-dimensional superfluid bubble, this is exciting. This is really exciting. I have to go find Sheldon.
Okay, well, if you find him, you know, use the kitchen island. That coffee table will not support both of you.
Which means a spherical multidimensional superfluid shows the same negative energy density as space-time. So what do you think? What do you think? So what do you think? What? Is it wrong? Have you seen it somewhere else? I know this isn't my area, and I could never do the math like you can, but could this be something?
Well, you could have set Newton's gravitational constant to 1. And the whole thing reeks of blueberry. You know, I can't stand these scented markers.
No one told you to taste them. But is this good or not?
It's good.
Really?
I like it. I think you're onto something.
You do? You're not messing with me.
But not at all. In fact, I have got something for just such an occasion. I was starting to think I might never get a chance to give it to you. Good job.
You're giving me a sticker.
It's not just a sticker. It's a sticker of a kitty saying me wow.
Not a preschooler.
Fine, I'll take it back.
I earned this, back off. Still awake?
For a man whose last observation was our universe may be the surface of a multidimensional supercooled liquid, you're still awake seems like quite the sophomore slump.
You worked out all the math.
Oh, I did more than work out all the math. I wrote a paper.
You wrote a paper on my idea?
I wrote a paper on our idea.
When did my idea become our idea?
When I mixed it with Sheldon-y goodness and cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
This is good. Our idea's really good.
Well, the light bulb in this oven is ridiculously bright.
You know, if no one's thought of this yet, this could be a big deal.
Only way we'll know for sure is if we post it online to the preprint server. I have it ready to go, but I wasn't going to do it without you.
It's all happening so fast. Should we just sleep on it?
We could, but we always run the risk of someone else beating us to the punch.
Sure, it's good.
My name is right on there with yours. That is a surefire mark of quality. That might as well say, directed by Joss Whedon.
Okay, partner, let's do it.
Come on. Click the mouse with me.
1, 2, 3,
click.
We did it.
Yes, we did, my friend.
Is your tongue blue?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, movie night. What do you want to watch?
Whatever happened to that ape movie you were in?
Oh, God, probably nothing. I think I saw the director twirling a sign outside the Verizon store.
Search for it.
What? No, why?
Because it'd be fun to watch.
It would be humiliating.
Well, now we have two reasons.
They have it.
Please, can we watch it?
Please. Fine, but I'm telling you, it's terrible.
Have you even seen it?
No.
Well, maybe it turned out better than you think.
Bananas. Get your fresh bananas.
Oh, it really didn't.
Sheldon, this is superfluid helium. Put this in your mouth, your tongue will freeze and break off.
Does it smell like blueberries?
No.
Then we're probably okay.
Hey, your paper got mentioned on the Quantum Diaries physics blog.
Really? What would they say?
It's basically a summary of the theory, but there's a bunch of positive comments on the message board.
Let me see. One calls it insightful and innovative. We're insightful and innovative.
It is nice to meet you, Mr. Insightful.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, Mr. Innovative. Another one says, the concept shows some real out-of-the-box thinking. Do you hear that, Mr. Out-of-the?
I do indeed, Mr. Box Thinking.
How are you today, Mr. Can You Believe These Jackasses?
Just dandy, Mr. I wish I was better at improv.
Read another one.
Okay. The analogy between space-time and a supercooled fluid is either meaningless or false. I wish this blog would devote itself to real science instead of wasting our time with crackpot wannabe theoreticians in a rush to publish.
Who wrote that?
That's anonymous, username General Relativity.
Well, I'm responding to it.
Don't lower yourself to their level.
Look, I am simply going to defend our work, scientist to scientist. And failing that, suggest that his mother enjoys a string of both human and non-human lovers.
Sheldon, my name's on that paper too. There's no upside to doing this.
He just left another comment.
What does it say?
Upon review, I've changed my mind about the Cooper-Hofstadter hypothesis that space-time is like a superfluid. In fact, it's inspired me to come up with my own theory. Maybe space-time is like two clowns with their heads in a bucket, much like Cooper and Hofstadter.
Can I respond now?
Do it.
You mess with the bull, you get the horns. I'm about to show this guy just how horny I can be.
Somebody else do it.
Doctor, please help me. I think I might be turning into a killer gorilla.
Why do you think you're turning into a killer gorilla and not just a regular gorilla?
Because regular gorillas are vegetarians, and I just bit the fingers off your receptionist! Okay, we've seen plenty.
No, give me the remote!
Careful, she'll bite your fingers off!
Okay, well, I've been poking around the internet, and I think I found something we'll enjoy watching even more.
What is it?
Oh, just a video of Bernadette in a beauty pageant.
What? Okay, I learned my lesson. Making fun of people is wrong.
I haven't learned my lesson. Play it.